I don't really want this.
I mean, I'll take it if you don't want it, Alan. You don't want that.
I mean, yep, sure, here. Thanks, man. Take it. Put it right there. If that's all right with you, Mr. Boss, if Charlie has it instead.
Hey, Travis.
Hi, Tom.
You know what the time it is right now? It is time for part two of the Salon Convos for Give Us the Launch Codes. I'm Tom.
Wait, I just said what our name was.
Oh, you did? All right. Well, there you go. Well, when you talk a lot at a salon, you got to repeat yourself a lot. You know how it is?
So are we doing the thing where, like, we record an intro and then we record an outro in the last 5 minutes and then you give me the interview, like, way ahead of time that I wasn't there for some reason? Is that what we're doing?
No. Guess what this is, ladies and gentlemen? Our first co-interview!
Oh, that's what this third woman here is.
Exactly. Yeah, we have a great guest for us, and this is also, too, she gets to be a part of our first ever co-interview. Ladies and gentlemen, we have Mandy.
Woohoo! Hello.
Thank you for taking the time out of your busy schedule to join us. Like I said, folks, this is part two of the Salon Convos, part two of four, and today we're going to talk about returns.
Returns?
Yeah.
Many happy returns?
No.
So it's not happy?
It never actually is. No, right, Mandy?
It never actually is. No, there's so many things to returns, I feel.
Talking about returns in the retail. And Travis, you get the first question for our co-interview.
Okay, so you work in retail at, like, the return section.
Correct.
What is the point of having a return section in any retail-based store?
Honestly, so I've been doing returns... Oof, I feel like I've been doing returns and even just working in retail in general. I've been working since I was like 15 and a half, just turned 31. So I feel like I have a lot of expertise in, wow, when it comes to the retail world, you know? I feel like just any time that you have returns established for a specific business, it really is just based on making it easier for the consumer, right? You know, because we establish the point of sale, right?
Uh-huh.
And then obviously we give you a certain degree or a certain time frame where you're like, well, you know what? Maybe it's not for me. Hence the return, right? So I feel like a lot of the times it's just mainly for the consumer who, I mean, essentially, if you're going to be making a brand, right, and then you want to do a return, that's, you're going to be losing out on money. Yeah. So why would you want to do a returns section or anything like that unless you wanted to please the consumer, uh-huh, right? So I feel like it's just a lot of, I don't know, there's like a word for it specifically, but it's a lot of like push and shove, right? Because, mm-hmm, you want to be able to appease your customer, but also you're trying to make money as, like, you
the
know,
company
a company.
Stuff, yeah.
So it's a lot of push and shove, but I just feel like it's a lot of, you're just basically for the consumer.
Okay. So really, it's really just to show the consumer almost like we're here for you, just no matter what thing. And it's to, right, another way to keep them coming in, besides having great products and great prices that most retail have, is more just to say, your mess up is our mess up, so it's never on fault on you, so then you'll spend more money down the line. It's really just a long game. That's what that is.
Right, in my opinion. I totally feel like that's how it is.
Do you find comedic irony in the fact that you work in retail, but you're technically doing the opposite of selling things?
Ding, ding, ding! Yes, it's honestly definitely a comedic irony, for sure. And a lot of it, too, is like, the things that we get to, like, the returns that we get, right? Mm-hmm. Like, to a certain degree, when are we going to say no to those returns? You know? Like, it's just, it's so crazy. It's, honestly, took a sip of water at the same time.
Yes. As our listeners know, we've known each other for, like, what, 15 years now?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Pretty much
about as long as you've been not selling items.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
All right. Well, then.
That's funny.
So, overall, then, in your opinion, returns are a good thing only because it's just for the consumer. It's not really good for the company. It's just to keep the consumer happy. That's the point.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like specifically, I mean, to the degree of me doing returns at the job that I'm doing,
mm-hmm,
it's a level of happiness on the consumer's end, right? But also the company that I work for is such a big company.
Yeah.
It's mm-hmm. widely known. I don't think that them returning $5 worth of stuff is going to make a dent in their bank account. You know what I mean?
Yeah, okay, yeah.
A mm-hmm. lot of the times it's really just like, we'll make the consumer happy, make the customer happy. As long as they're happy, we're going to be getting their buck, you know? Yeah. So I don't think that it's necessarily like, from a marketing standpoint, I think it's a really great thing that you market. You know what? You can return things whenever you want. Not really an expiration date or whatever on returns. If you, you know, don't like your light bulbs that you put in the 90s, go ahead and return them.
Wow.
Go ahead and return them. If you didn't like, you know, your mattress that you bought, you know, in early 2000s and now you got a canker in your neck. You know what I mean? Like, go ahead and return it. We don't care.
You might have made 6 kids on it, but you don't like it anymore.
You don't like it anymore. Go ahead and return it. Oh, you know what? And here's the funny thing too.
Tom.
if you don't like something, just return it. Right?
Return your spouse. We're here.
We're here for it. Honestly, I think that should be our new slogan. Return your spouse.
I take it in this case, without naming your employer, you work for a place that has a very generous return policy.
Very generous. A little bit too generous, in my opinion.
I'm wondering, like...
A little too much prom date on the first night, generous.
Turn it in. We will return it.
Oh, God.
Actually, I'm curious. When you return an item, assuming it's not like food or anything, obviously... Mm-hmm. What happens to that item? Because what if it's just like perfectly good? Like, what if you buy a pair of pants and mm-hmm. then you discover you grew a size too big and you obviously that pants is no good to you?
Right.
Someone else could use that pair of pants. What happens to those
right.
items?
The thing in this company that I will not name.
This unnamed retailer
with a very generous return policy. specifically for everything that you do returns, right? Mm-hmm. Because we're a multi-billion dollar company. And mm-hmm. if you don't like something, it's like I said earlier, it's not going to make a dent in the CEO's pocket. You know, it really doesn't matter to mm-hmm. them. If it's food related, you know, it just goes right in the trash. Honestly, that's why I think I try to take the personal feelings out of it. You know, at the end of the day, it is, you know, the needs of the business, and
it's all,
you know,
monetary and stuff.
It's all
yeah.
exactly okay. So I mean, anything to make the customer happy, you know, we'll return anything. In your example, if you wanted to return a pair of pants that no longer fit you, or hey, let's say you are starting to work out and now you are, you know, the same size that you were 2 months ago, those things specifically, we have you know, vendors in, you know, our pocket, basically, like, you can go ahead and return it. We're not going to sell it to anybody, obviously.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
You've got, like, you know, farts in those jeans. Yeah. You know, you've got, like, you know, sometimes you may have washed it too many times. You
yeah,
know,
fades.
They've mm-hmm. shrunk. They're fading. You know, all those things. We're not going to resell it to those people, right? Yeah. So I feel like, in my opinion, we do have those things in place. Specifically on, you know, if you want to return clothing, if you want to return, you know, your domestic items, if you want to return, you know, like laundry detergent that you no longer use, or you're like, hey, you know what, it gave my child a rash, you know, go ahead and return it. If it's used, we're not going to put it back on the floor.
Yeah.
That's first and foremost. But for the most part, I mean, we have these like specific relationships with these vendors where we can bring it back and get credit for it.
Are these like vendors? Okay. So like the people that, say, made the pair of pants.
Right.
So they'll like take it back and like, does this, keeping with the pair of pants scenario, does the pair of pants end up at like a thrift store or a used item store where it could see the light of day?
Or probably maybe even donate it to like a community thing.
It is, yeah. So we actually have a lot of partners, I want to say. There's, I believe, we donate a lot of our food specifically. Okay, like, you know, with the pandemic, everything was a little bit chaotic,
yeah.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's just say someone returned, for instance, they returned lots of masks that they no longer needed. Mm. Even if they weren't, you know, or maybe let's just say one of them was opened and, you know, it was a pack of 50 or whatever, you know, we're not going to toss out all 49 of the other ones if they're in perfectly great condition and they're, you know, individually wrapped or whatever the case may be. we're going to donate those to a charity, or we're going to donate those to, you know, a homeless shelter, things like that. Specifically for, you know, clothing, food related items, you know, just to kind of go back to what I was talking about earlier. Eggs. Let's say you walk out with a thing of eggs, you know, a carton of eggs, and you're realizing, oh, shoot, I already walked out, but I'm realizing an egg is cracked. Can I just go swap it out with another one? Because it left already outside and it's a temperature controlled item, we're not going to resell it to people. No, we don't want you guys to get sick. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But the other, you know, six of the eggs that are in that carton, they're in great standing. We're going to go ahead and donate those.
Okay.
So yeah, it seems like most big companies, whether it's just retail, grocery, or even like electronics, sounds like there's just systems in place for just to keep the item in circulation so it just doesn't end up in a landfill. That's right. What it sounds like. That's right. Just, which is smart. That makes sense. It's just mm-hmm. as long as we can't sell it, it's got to go to some use. And down the line, even that, let's say, homeless shelter, they'll probably do a yard sale anyway, so monetary gain is going to happen down the line.
Right.
That makes sense. There's a lot of sense, actually. I had a question. I was curious because we're talking about it for hilariousness. What would be like the biggest return you've done and the craziest? Something that was like, really?
Oh, man. I mean, I kind of just said them earlier.
Was it really the light bulb?
And no, I think the craziest one I've had, it almost kind of made me think if maybe they were like a secret serial killer or something. I had to return a mattress with lots of blood stains on it. A little bit questionable. That I was like, did a teen just maybe, you know, start their, you know, menstrual cycle?
Did their aunt just come into
town? Is it, you know, what's going on? I mean, I've returned Christmas trees in July. You know, I've returned a lot
stuff.
Of things. Yeah,
when,
no.
When you say you return, it to the layman, it sounds like you're the one doing the returning. But is that the terminology you use in returns? Like when you receive an item, you returned that item, like
right.
even though it's like flipped. Is that what? Am I understanding this correctly?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. So many returns that we've done. I mean, I have lots of stories. I mean, that was probably one of the craziest ones that I've done. I mean, I just remember when I first started out with this specific company, and I had gotten returns for, I mean, they bought something for their new house. Mm-hmm. I mean, as in like flooring, right? Because this company also sells flooring. And
wow.
They took the flooring from their old house because they were moving into their new house and returned the old flooring. And their reasoning was...
What?
And their reasoning for it... Get a load of this.
Was this like wood?
We no longer need it because because we're moving on to a, you know, a larger house and we don't need this stuff anymore. So, you know, if it's there, if it's on your purchase history, let's go ahead and give you your money back.
They didn't want to leave the flooring in for the next homeowner?
They didn't.
Wow.
No. Nope.
That is so petty. Was
very
it like
petty.
Was it like hardwood flooring?
It was vinyl flooring.
Oh, God.
Vinyl flooring.
Oh,
yeah.
Didn't want to leave.
Yeah.
So we're not, technically, yeah, we're not using it. Neither is anyone else.
Yeah.
Oh, God, I would hate to buy that house.
If we can't have it, no one can.
No, really?
I was going to say, if it was like hardwood flooring, you could like... I don't know. You could leave that on the street. If you really don't want anyone else to have it, you could just leave it on the street
no.
as...
No, but why would you if you want your money back? I'm telling, I don't know if it's between pettiness or cheapness at that point. Like, I mean,
so
you spent
work,
this
though.
Much money.
That's so much work to take all that
out. You want your
out.
Money oh back.
Imagine if it was a two-story.
Right? Right? Imagine if we did carpet. Imagine. I mean, can you imagine?
The 70s are over, my wife
it's
said.
Done.
And it's like so old. It has like doggy pee stains on it from over the years.
You can smell the Doors album on it. It's that old.
And you know what? If you make a big enough deal with it, we'll say yes.
Oh, my God. You said,
we'll
you,
say
you,
yes.
When I worked at JCPenney, I remember watching a guy make a huge deal on a ring that he had for 10 years. It was a ring. It was a JCPenney ring. Kid you not. And he gave his wife it sounded like it wasn't, like, it was just like, I gave her as a fun present thing, but, oh, she doesn't wear it anymore. It's been 10 years. And everyone's like, okay, and, well, I want to return it. Wait, what? But it's been 10 years. Well, yeah, it's been 10 years. She doesn't use it anymore.
Yeah.
And
we've gotten that before.
Did her fingers get fat or something?
No, I saw his wife. She's skinny as hell. She had petite.
Did she get too skinny for the ring?
They couldn't give it to their daughter right next to her? Like, that's what made me laugh. I'm just watching it from a distance, like, Tater Tot saying hi for our new guest, because he's like, oh, there's a person here now.
Yay.
Tater Tot got bored of me, folks. He's just saying hi. All right, next question is you, Travis.
Okay, yeah.
I think I accidentally stole your question, by the way. I got so excited.
We'll flip it. We've been there for 15 years. Hey, Tatey.
Tatey's having fun. Tatey. He's so excited.
Tatey.
He's never seen another person before besides me.
Right.
I thought you didn't like feet.
No, he likes shins.
Hey, I'm gonna put you over here.
See?
We're gonna stay right here. Right here. There we go.
Oh, damn. Nope.
Okay. Wrong.
Nope. Okay.
I was wrong.
We're pausing the action. Our mascot's being a naughty boy. So we're gonna take a pause here. He's gonna go into the timeout area. Oh, he's in for it. Oh, the chase is on.
Oh, there we go.
The problem is he's a breed that's
very energetic.
Well, he's meant to herd cows, which means
yeah, he's a cow herder.
He's really good at evading. That's why they're bred so small with the tiny legs.
Yeah.
All right. Sorry. You're a nuisance. You're being a problem.
Oh, look at his face.
This is just like my youngest folks when he will smack my mom's knee to feed him. Yeah, no, my youngest is a meanie. He smacks her knee like, ugh!
First of all, oh my gosh. That is hilarious. That's funny.
2 hours later.
Now back into the action. Travis, I believe the nine iron is you.
Since you've been working in returns for so long, has there been any change in, I guess, how your store's return policy is done, or how customer behavior has been, or just sort of how return policies work in general across retailers?
Right. I honestly, it depends on the day. I feel like because we've gotten so lenient and because our returns policy is so graceful, I will say, you really just get those nuisance customers, or, you know, those what's the word for it? Privileged. I think in my opinion, we've babied our customers so much that it's almost like they demand everything.
Sounds
right?
Like the Forever 21 customers.
What customers?
It honestly does. And we can't even ask Forever 21 because they're out of business.
Oh, that's right. And there's... I just realized that. That's why
I asked, what customers?
Exactly. They're out of business. Honestly, just to go back to your question. Honestly, I feel like it's had a negative impact over the years. I mean, I work with some people who have been working for this specific company for more than 20 years. I mean, back when they had their names changed and, you know, so clearly they've been working with this company for very, very long. You know, they've seen people leave, they've seen, you know, new people come in. I think just with this new generation too, everything is mainly on social media now, where it's like, oh, you know what? I went ahead and I bought a couch. I didn't like it because it didn't fit my vibe for my living room. You know, just go return it. Get a different color, right? If you make a big enough deal, we will do your return. We will do it. It's just a lot of lenience, right? I mean, we credit you back for if something goes on sale, you know, within 30 days, we give that back to you.
I think Kohl's does that too. Yeah, you're right. I've been noticing that with yeah, that is interesting. Yeah, I just realized that. Kohl's does that with credit back with after the sales.
Really?
Yeah.
I got to start shopping at Kohl's. You know what, though? I mean, all fun and games. I do like that we give our consumers that choice to get that credit back if something does go on sale, right? I think, like, that's, you know, from a business standpoint, if I was a CEO, I would want to make it easier for my consumers to go ahead and get something at a cheaper rate, right? It's when you kind of go around the rules or bend the rules a little bit, or, you know, kind of change the policy per se, And like I said, you know, if you make a big enough deal and you, you know, if you're a 50-year-old woman and you want to be a Karen and, you know, just to get your money back for, you know, $2.80, go ahead. We'll take it back and we'll give you the
credit.
I just
want to first say we are not sponsored by Kohl's.
Or Forever 21.
But no, yeah, it's impossible. But no, that's interesting because now that I think about it, it seems like culturally everyone's realized it's just, it's across the board wherever you shop. If you raise a stink, it'll happen. Because I remember my parents used to work at Nordstrom's in the 90s. I remember that late 90s where it was like everyone followed the returns policy and you saw people go like, no, take it home with you. It's yours now. And even you, Travis, you brought up kind of in the way we're talking about how peace and stuff. Like if one person, like in that Charlie Kirk episode, if one person,
oh, yeah,
it takes one person to mess it up and not play by the rules.
Right.
Yes.
And then other people were like, well, if he's not doing it, why should I? And then, because uh-huh. I've noticed that at anywhere I shop or listen to, even at restaurants, it's like, your steak wasn't hot enough, yet somehow you got a free apple pie. Like, what the
right. And you know what? I do want to touch on that because I don't know if you know this, but along me working here, I also have another job and I'm a server at a restaurant.
Oh, God. So you already get it.
So I already know. And you don't know how many times because something wasn't hot enough or something wasn't advertised on the actual picture. Oh, it doesn't look like the picture. So we've comped their meal. I mean, I'm letting you know now. I mean, if you make a big enough stink, you will get your way. But also, it's like when you're doing that in front of children, right? Oh, I mean, that's a...
Because they learn that.
Yes. You know, so it's like you're raising little Karens as well. You know, it's saddening too. I mean, like there's been a couple returns too where I've, you know, helped someone out on the DL. Yeah. And I'm like, hey, you know what? I typically don't do this. You've been, you know, a longstanding customer with us. Mm-hmm. So let me go ahead and knock this out for you. They tell their friends. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And now I've got to do it five more times, you know? So it's like...
It used to be you kept that a secret between you.
You know, and now, especially with social media, now it's like, oh, you know what? They have this. And if you make a big enough stink, you can go and do this. Yeah, but you're making it harder on the employees, you know? And I just don't think that, you know, especially for the company that I work for, you can pretty much do anything you want to the employees. And we kind of just have to like stick it. You know, you can yell at us. I mean, you can have it your way. And we just kind of have to sit there and roll with the punches. So, I mean.
That reminds me of in my In-N-Out days. Same thing.
Oh,
that
brother.
It reminds me of a story where, like, recently I was at a Denny's. And I was really hungry and I ordered one of their burgers. And my fat ass ordered the double patty version. But I didn't. I received a single patty version. But right. I was just like. First of all, I'm like, okay, this is fine.
Right.
And then I told the waitress was, make sure I'm not charged for that. I'll take this. I'm fine with this. Just make sure you don't charge me for the double patty version since you didn't give that to me. That's what I do. I just say, hey, make sure I'm not charged. I'll take it, but I don't want to be charged
for
the thing that I actually ordered.
Yeah, your $16 burger will now be $12.99.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
That should be like, I don't know.
Well, there was class and grace back then. Yeah. It seems like everyone kept each other in check, but it's this, whatever the change was, like, I'm trying to remember when the exact change where you notice people going like, really? Like, you were going to return that? Like, it was like around high school. I've noticed that more and more. It was more restaurants first because obviously I wasn't shopping as much. I was eating. But then when you get into retail and you shop more, you hear and hear more, you're like, just keep it. Like, what the fuck?
It's like, do either of you ever watch those like restaurant rescue type shows, like Bar Rescue?
I love Bar Rescue.
Bar Rescue. Okay.
I love Bar Rescue.
My wife and I watched that to fall asleep too. But like, you know, during the stress test.
Yeah.
And just all those wasted drinks that the bartenders fuck up on.
Yes.
And I'm like.
Honestly, I think I'm looking at that like, oh my gosh.
Like, do you think that is like, do you think that is like encouraged this sort of very liberal view of returning? Or do you think that's just merely a product of that?
Honestly.
Well, it could be a bad restaurant.
It might be. Yeah. I mean. Well,
most of those bars are like awful.
I know.
Honestly, I mean, I mean, I have a bartender that I'm actually really cool with at the restaurant that I also work at. And I mean, if you could even, if you can imagine how many drinks that he's gotten sent back to the bar because they asked for a double and it wasn't in the actual shot glass that they wanted it in, or, you know, it's, I mean, you have to understand, you're not getting more alcohol with the size of the glass, right? No. You're not, you're paying a double and it's still going to come in that small little measly eight ounce.
But I have a big mouth, God damn it.
Yeah. Oh I mean, God. And I mean, if you, but like I said, if you make a big enough fuss about it, they will comp you.
Jeez.
This is not in any way telling you to go and make everyone else's life miserable by being that one person.
It
but
be like a PSA to be like backtrack. Because remember movies back in the 70s, 80s? What was the classic thing they would say in certain movies? You know, don't forget to tip your waitress. Every comedian used to say that.
Right.
And now no one does, really. No one really, actually, I've never heard a comedian. I think after... Once Kevin Hart started being big, and that was, what, 06? You stopped hearing tip your waitress, but everyone before, Eddie Murphy said that at all his shows.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think every comedian out there has had some type of stance on, like, you know, tipping your waiters, making sure that people in the hospitality, especially hospitality, I mean... I also have another coworker who works at, you know, in the hospitality world, you know, in the hotel business. And it's like, I've heard so many things, you know, and it's just, I mean, moral of the story is just like, don't be that person. If you're nice, if you're a nice, gracious person, I mean, the employee helping you out is going to do everything in their power. But if you make it harder on them, it's going to take longer.
I'm just remembering when I was in Ireland and my wife had to tell me, no, don't give them a tip.
Yeah.
They actually get paid a good wage in this country.
Right?
No, pay exactly what the receipt says, which I don't even think there was like a sales tax attached to it.
No, because you just said Ireland.
They tax properly and they don't have like a toxic anti-tax culture, which is like, all right, we'll put it on in your sales.
And you know, now at some restaurants, they're actually charging you a 3% upcharge to pay for their insurance. Mm-hmm. So,
And also, too, there are suggested tips that they offer you. They're now actually way more expensive. They're actually
They're not even doing it like a 15 or 18. They're starting you off at 25%, honey.
And that 25% is actually 28%.
Right. Because they're also doing it on the sales tax.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know this.
That's why I just eat at home now. I'm trying to eat at home now. I'm making home-cooked meals.
Yeah, it's crazy out there.
And it's the holidays coming up.
And it's the holidays. Oh, my gosh. Also, with the holidays, please be nice to your people when you're shopping.
Be nice to the person if they're working on Christmas Eve. And if you happen to go to a restaurant on Christmas Day like an ass. I have tipped, whenever I've at a bar on Christmas Eve at midnight, I give her $25 no matter how much I'm doing. I'm just giving her money.
Love you.
Whatever you do, make sure you don't have to shop on Christmas Eve. Just get that shit done before.
Get it done. Honestly, get all of your Christmas shopping done on Black Friday.
Yes.
Please.
Yeah.
I mean, and let's also talk about the epidemic of what Black Friday used to be. It's not even the same things as it once was.
It's
horrible. I loved shopping from midnight to 5 a.m.
I used to do that too. Oh my God, it was so much fun.
Now don't they like open at 7 p.m. now?
5 p.m., 7 p.m.
Because they're all like, because everybody was like one-upping each other like, oh, well, we'll open an hour earlier. Oh yeah, well, we'll open an hour earlier than that. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm not going to name them, but a really big company that looks like a bullseye. Yeah, and it's red.
Are you sure you want us to keep that? It's not a subtle clue.
It's a red company.
She's talking about Miller's Outpost.
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
That's a callback.
You can get everything.
Sears.
They're now opening Christmas Day, which is ridiculous.
I do my Christmas shopping so early. It's interesting how when you, I'm like actually brought up Christmas because when it talks about all of just returns, but now we're segueing into how you should just the culture of treating people in just a service type industry. Mm-hmm. My dad always told me, and I remember a little bit of it when I was growing up, but my dad always told me it's like this: on Christmas Eve and day, the whole country was shut down basically.
Yeah. Except for hospitals, cops, and firefighters and our military. No one did anything. Like, you better have gassed up the day before Christmas Eve. You better have bought your food. Yeah. You better have bought everything because you are shit out of luck Christmas Eve and Christmas Day and a couple days afterwards. Like, we're like, it's interesting how back then it was, no, we're off.
Yeah.
We're off for the week.
Yeah. And you know what? I think a lot of it has just come to laziness. You know, like people are just, it's everything's, I mean, there's a reason why the U.S. is number one in obesity. Mm-hmm. Right? I mean, I don't know how we got here, but it's just, it's, we're making everything so accessible for the consumer. And at some point it's like, okay, with another big company, you're making online returns easy because you can just do it from your phone.
The Wonder Woman company.
Right? Yeah. The Wonder Woman company.
No, but I was about to bring that up, actually, Mandy. I'm glad you said that, because I think, like, I think the rise with Bezos, it's like, why can't it be 24/7? I'm like, it's not that it can, it just shouldn't.
There's no reason why. I mean, I do have a very dear friend of mine, and she is very high up in Amazon, and she can't stand it. I mean, the working conditions are not the greatest, and they're overworking their employees. I mean, she has to work around the clock, which is ridiculous. I mean, and I mean, let's talk about managers too. You know, like, they're on salary and you're not getting paid for your overtime.
You know what's crazy?
But someone is calling you at 4 a.m.
Yeah, my brother-in-law deals with that now because he's on salary. And it's interesting that you said it. Salary used to be the goal.
Yes.
And now salary is like, oh no. Yeah, you don't want salary. You want hourly. It's
and there's
crazy.
Some people, you know, like, are team leaders, right? Or like supervisors at some places. They would much rather stay in their role, because if they go salary, I mean, that's more taxes on them.
And you're 24/7 available.
Exactly. And you have to be on call. And it's just like, yeah.
But it used to not, like, isn't that crazy, Travis? It used to not be like that. Everyone wanted salary. I remember in early 2000s.
Salary is like, oh, you made it. You're like a real.
You're a hot shot. Yeah. You're
you might as well wear a white collar to work.
Yeah.
You know?
But in the past 10 years, now it's like, no, you want to be paid by the hour, you want to be paid by your work. And it's like, John Oliver did a little segment on that about 10 years ago.
It's the gig economy, man.
Yeah.
It's interesting. That, how things have flipped and changed, and how we used to want it, now we don't, and how it's like shopping for anything, with Uber Eats to like clothing delivery.
Yeah, just, the added on fees.
Well, the added on fees, but it's 24 hours availability just to get it. And the person delivering it to you isn't really even an employee. They're just that third.
The third party.
Yeah.
That has changed.
Again, I'm reminded of Ireland. I stayed in, my wife and I, this is our honeymoon trip, and we were there for 2 weeks. We road trip through the whole country. So beautiful. I really want to come back.
And you didn't get me a magnet.
No, I didn't.
I would also love Ireland. After this, I'm going to get some of your tips.
Well, we stayed for a few days. We stayed in Middleton, which is where the Jameson Distillery is. And that is the only special thing about Middleton. Middleton is not a shithole. Middleton is really cute and adorable. But once you have dinner at 6 p.m., you better settle in your hotel room, read a nice book. There is nothing to do. Maybe there's no night. Even at going, wheeling it back to this topic, there's like two major, like, kind of, you know, economy grocery store brands in Ireland. I forget what the other one's called, but one of them's called Super Value with no E in the end.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's closed after like 6 or 7 p.m. It's closed.
Yeah, you're SOL.
So you're
on your own.
So you want, there is no such thing as like a last minute or late night grocery trip, at least not there. Maybe in the cities, like Dublin or Galway, like the big cities, but in the towns, no.
No, you're not waking up at 3 a.m. for a snack.
No. There's like,
no way.
You know, they're closed. They're closed after dinner. They're closed probably two half.
Get your
dinner.
Midnight snacks at 12 p.m., ladies and gentlemen.
That is interesting that other countries are still holding on to the, like, still doing what basically this country used to do in the 70s and 80s.
Right.
And it's just that flip that happened with the internet for us. It really
was
is.
Like, yeah. It was kind of like, it was slightly creepy walking, not that the town was creepy, but just sort of the idea of, like,
because my wife and I took a walk like in the evening. You know, we sometimes do. I do that with the dog every day. Just no one was around. Everyone was home.
You had that Silent Hill vibe, didn't you?
Yeah. You had it. Well, you had this feeling like we're not supposed.
I would have too.
No one's supposed to be outside right now. Not on a Tuesday.
Right. It's like Hot Fuzz. Remember how the town's so quiet?
Yes.
The greater good. It would have been funny. I could see a constable stopping and be like, what are you doing here? Why are you out? It's like, well, where'd you come from?
Oh, officer. Yeah. The Garda shows up and then you just hears us say five words and like, oh, Americans. Say no more.
Yeah. Oh, God. And you know what, too? I feel like just America has this bad stigma, you know? Like, oh, you're American. Oh,
it's
my
weird.
Gosh.
Yeah. I think it's always has been
for
me.
You have to say what state you're from. Not
yeah.
What
yeah
country.
You told me that. Like, you don't say the country now. You say the state.
I live an hour away from Hollywood and a half hour away from Disneyland. That's where
there
I
there you go. That's great. Because you say LA, it's like, oh my God. Yeah. You live with the celebrities?
Remember we actually ran in on his bachelor party. We ran into three guys from Dublin and they were all over. I was like, yeah, what's up? Remember that? Yeah. They were drunk out of their mind. But
and how funny, you go to Ireland.
Right out, yeah, because that's what we
for
meant.
Your honeymoon.
Well,
how
you
funny.
Know, my wife is part Irish. That's
oh, okay.
really important to her family, and you know, since being a part of her life, I'm like, you know, I haven't left the country yet. I would love
Let
Ireland.
Let me put
to
a
be
stamp
the,
in my passport.
Ireland, yeah, and Ireland just seems like a lovely place.
And by default, by default, you have to hate the crown.
Yeah, yeah.
How was the food? Had to be different.
You know what? I had the exact same, no matter what hotel I was in, I had the exact same breakfast every single morning. It was like Irish bacon, eggs, sausage, every single morning for 2 weeks, and it never got old. I never got sick of eating that.
There was no pesticides in there. There
no
was nothing.
No
preservatives.
GM, yeah.
Dude, like, do you know, like, Fanta over there?
Oh, yeah, you totally, yeah, you'll love it.
What
love,
is it?
So Fanta here, for visual comparison, it kind of looks like Gatorade, but fizzy.
Yeah.
There, it looks like pulpy orange juice, but fizzy.
Oh.
Because they
lot, don't put anything in there.
A lot of that stuff is outlawed.
Yeah.
Right.
A lot of, like, the serious chemicals that we put in our sodas, a lot of that is outlawed, so they have to use, like, real sugar.
Yeah.
Mexican Coke is just called Coke over there.
Oh, for sure.
I heard in Australia that their McDonald's actually uses fresh, not frozen beef. The McDonald's in Australia actually has to be fresh, like
well,
in and out.
I gotta go there then.
Because it's law. Like, it's weird how, I'm curious actually now, but in other countries, how their return policy is, because it's like us, it's like, yeah, everyone's doing it pretty much better and right.
Yeah.
And like, they decorum.
They're probably much more disciplined about that sort of thing than we are. They probably tell them, like, they tell you to go fuck off. You bought it.
Man, I mean, the returns in 2024 just alone, it was 16.9% of sales. So it was totaling $890 billion in returned merchandise. I mean, e-commerce returns rates were significantly higher at around 20 to 30%.
Is this just in all of the U.S.?
In all of the U.S. I mean, just compared to like the brick and mortar rates at about typically like 8 to 7 to 10%, right?
This is online only. And what was that? 800? What was the number?
16.9% of sales. So it was $890 billion. The total return rate, it's even doubled since 2019. It was 8.1%.
Oh, my God.
That's insane.
It's just ridiculous. I mean, the U.S. retail
shy
return rates is just...
That's our returns? Debt. That's our debt. That's our, like,
I'm telling you.
That's like help out our national debt.
Yeah, I mean, and here's a good thing. I mean, we're filming this, you know, and like the holidays obviously are approaching.
Mm-hmm.
The holiday return rates definitely increased during the holiday season. So a lot of retailers are expecting rates at about 17%. Yeah. It's typically higher on average for just that 2024 holiday season. So I'm curious as to what it would be for the 2025.
Yes, because the gift receipt. If they don't like it, they can give it.
They can do it. Yeah.
That's been a big thing the last 5 years is, oh, do you want a gift receipt? And when I first heard that, I'm like, what is that? Like, I have a receipt. What do you mean a gift? It's like, I'm like, am I getting a gift card? Like, no. The person you're giving it to, you get an extra receipt. So if they don't like it, they can return it. And I was like this. I said, no, my fucking cousin's going to love what I fucking give them.
Right? Like, bring back shame. Honestly. Yeah. I mean, bring back shame. I mean, if anyone gives me a gift, I don't care if it's something that's not aesthetic or like something that I don't really care about. The fact that you bought it for me, I'm not returning it, you know? And it's, I think a lot of it too is like, I mean, we did touch on laziness, right? As for the consumers. And I think that making free returns accessible to them is just adhering to the raise of the returns, right? Yeah. It's just, I mean, there's free returns. 79% of consumers, they favor the free returns just to make it easier on them, right? Because I don't want to leave my house, you know? I'm lazy. You know, let's forget about the ladies who just, you know, gave birth and they don't want to step outside. You know, I'm
the
just
one
lazy.
Exception.
The one, you know, right? Like, you know, I feel sorry for Susan, who actually just delivered a 10-pound baby, and she can't go to the store to return her outfit.
She's still waiting on her new tires.
I mean, she's still, or, you know, but the person, you know, Sandra, wants to go and return all of her kids' clothing because they no longer fit her. You know, it's like, okay, but that's why you bought it in the first place. You know, Target does this thing with Cat and Jack. I think they return all of the old clothing that you don't wear. I think that that's a great thing for companies to do. I just think it's a little bit of
feeding into something.
It's feeding into, you know, people.
Is it actually translating into more sales, though? Because that's the ultimate goal of these generous return policies, right? Is you make the customers happy, they're going to want to shop at your store more.
Yeah. And you know what? Like, 67% of shoppers consider the return policy before they even make the purchase. I mean, that's higher than half. That's more than half. So you mean to tell me you're eyeing on your Keurig that you've been eyeing, you know, for X amount of years, but you're realizing now that it's gone on sale, but I want to buy it knowing that I can return it if it doesn't work out. Why wouldn't you buy the product? Just knowing, you know?
I the only thing I can think of is, I mean, it's on sale, but it's still, you still have to spend some money on that Keurig. Right. So it's like, you know, there's always the chance that something is broken in the box.
Oh, of course.
There's always that. So it's like, if it comes out broken, I don't want that money to just go down the drain.
Right.
I mean, that from my perspective, I would think that would be like the legit reason to consider the return policy.
Oh, of course. And I mean, I've even told people like, hey, you know what? You've bought this before. Why don't you go get another one? I'll happily do the return for you. And you can open it with me right here. So that way I can view that you're getting a good product. Yeah. You know, I think just a lot of it is like, because we're getting so lenient on the returns as a society. And, you know, it's, you're making it a lot more, what's the word for it? You're making it harder for the people who are actually considering doing a return because things are wrong with the item versus, oh, you know what? You bought five of this item and you're just returning it because you want to get the newer version. Or, you know, now you're just kind of making a cry wolf scenario.
Well, this, it's also too what this kind of reflects to in society. It's the equivalent of like the way dating has been in the past, I'd say 10, 15 years, where, well, we're dating because I'm keeping my options open. There might be something better, so we're just doing this. It's like we're not official, you know what I mean? Like it's not, we're not official. We're on the side, we're casual because there's always something better, or that's why I still have my Tinder app while in a relationship, because you never know. And it's like, it's the same thing like shopping, where it's just like, you know, though, like, you know, if you're like gonna put out money, it's the same thing.
Yeah. I mean, I feel for you guys. You guys are the ones that are busting out your pockets wide open. If you're, you know, like taking these girls out for a first date, I mean, they're expecting you to pay for the first date.
First date's different, though. I mean, I mean,
and they expect you to pay on every date after that. I mean, the dating world, wild.
I'm just glad I met my wife while I was in high school.
Yeah, you met your wife at 17,
and then that.
Not everyone has that.
I know. I'm very lucky in that regard. And my first date was a movie that no one remembers. So,
what was it? Out of curiosity.
The movie was called The Odd Life of Timothy Green.
I love that movie.
That was our first date because that was in theaters at the time.
Wow, what an interesting movie. I mean,
the
conversations you guys must have had after this. So you liked the movie?
No, we didn't talk about that. Our conversation was this a date?
Well, because you were that young.
Do you want to do this again?
You know what's funny?
Do you want to hold hands?
You know what my first date movie was with my wife? It was Hostiles. Hostiles.
Completely different movies.
Oh, very gory Western. Very gory. And my reaction was this. I got the right one. I got the right chick. I'm excited. I picked the right girl. No, sorry. Wind River. Even worse.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I was like, I have a good one. I have a good one.
Yeah, and she sat through that
She picked it because she's like, oh, this is a Western. I like Jeremy Renner from The Hurt Locker. I was like, okay, fine, whatever. And I'm watching it, and I was like, oh, this is a movie. And everyone else is like, oh, my God. Like, a woman's cutting her wrist open, and everyone's freaking out. And I'm like, this. All right, I got a girlfriend.
Yeah, you locked it in right then and there.
Yeah.
9 months later, boom.
9 months later, twice.
Twice. Yeah, I mean, just consumers' behavior. And
you know what? I've seen someone return a bag of popcorn once at the movie theater.
Oh, you know what? And you can even get a refund if you don't like the movie. You know that, right?
Oh my God!
Don't do that.
Yes,
I thought there was a joke on like what you.
The one thing you can't
do.
No, you
because Susan's gonna complain about the movie and be a Karen, and she's gonna get her money back.
I've heard it. People have done it like within the last 10 minutes of the film.
Oh yeah.
You can get your money back on watching a movie.
Can you imagine that policy existing when Empire Strikes Back came out? Like, I don't like the plot twist. Darth Vader is Luke's father.
Money back now.
I don't believe it. I refuse to believe it.
Or when Sonny gets killed in the Crossway. Oh, that's my favorite character's dead.
That's it. Gotta go. Pack up your bags and leave.
This is what the Shining's about.
Right?
Bryan Cranston dies 30 minutes into the Godzilla remake. Oh no, I'm out of here.
Ooh.
I want my money back. I feel ripped off. Aaron Taylor Johnson's boring.
He sucks as Kraven. I feel like that was most of our questions right there. That was great. Yeah. Because we're talking about the last couple questions were society, Travis, and now we talked about how it's played in.
You know what? I'll touch on one.
Okay. Ooh,
ooh, ooh. I'll touch on one. I mean,
wait, how do you have the questions? It's not like we gave them to you.
No,
ahead of time.
You know what? But I'm going to make one up. I'm going to make one up.
Ooh, improv.
improv. I love it. You know what? I think, obviously, we talked about the returns reflecting on society, right?
Yeah.
So you've got, you know, the impact that it has. You've got, you know, the free returns. You've got also customer loyalty. A lot of people, obviously, they shop now at these.
It's brand loyalty, really.
It's brand,
yeah.
Of course. And you know what? If you are shopping, you know, at all these big retailers, they have a credit card that comes with them.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So it just goes right. Yeah.
It just goes straight back, you know? So it's like they're also creating kind of like a positive return experience with that. Mm-hmm. But it can also lead to a like low repurchase rate, right? Because you're buying the Keurig for, you know, five times. It keeps breaking in, you know, up on you.
Keep quote unquote breaking.
Quote unquote, you know? But, you know, it's 92% of consumers are stating that they would buy from a retailer again if the good return was a great experience, you know? Also, you know, returns even after use. I think that's like something, you know, 47% of shoppers admit to returning the item after use. I mean, thank goodness, because I feel like a lot of the returns that I get, they're not very truthful in that. Oh, you know what? I never used it. Well, I opened it up and you used it.
There's blood on the mattress.
Blood on the mattress. You're returning a Christmas tree in July.
Take like a piece of tape off and like, there's your fingerprint right there.
Yeah. I mean, in that regard, I just feel like the returns policy should cap you out, right? Mm-hmm. Like, there shouldn't be where you can return something 20 years down the line. Like you were saying, you know, 10 years, they wanted to return the ring. That's wild. Mm-hmm. I don't think that should be in place.
So wild,
you know,
watch.
I think a 30 to 60 day and around the holidays, mind you, they give you a 90 day return
in
policy.
But that's like a holiday specific.
It's a holiday thing. I mean, I even think 90 days is way more generous than if I were a CEO, I would give you 30 days. I mean, kind of bringing it back into the dating thing. I mean, yeah. I feel like as a guy, you know, within 10 minutes of you talking to someone, if you're going to marry them, want to strangle them or, you know.
Or do both.
Or do, you know, or make a child. You know, there's got to be some notice. Rules there, right? I mean, I don't think that a return like policy should be.
If I thought like that when I was 15, that would have saved me 5 months of pain.
I love that. I like this. You know when dating a girl, it's like this. Do I want fun? Do I want marriage? Or am I just here?
You know within... And you guys can put people into categories. Why can't you put your returns into categories? Oh, you know what? I used it. You know, I used it 5 times. It's not for me. It's broken down after my second one. I had to put tape on it. The duct tape came off. Now I'm going to get my money back. You know what I mean? Like, you know you're not going to use it again. Give it back to us. Don't sit there and rebuy it thinking that the CEO changed the way the
you know when to give her back to her dad.
And you know damn well the model number's not really a change. You know damn well it's the same piece of shit that with the name on it.
There goes the receipt my father-in-law gave me.
Right? Oh God. And then you know what? Here's the thing. They're not going to keep their freaking receipts. Okay? Not a lot of... Susan doesn't want...
Remember how you used to file receipts? Yeah. Remember you used to file receipts or have a receipt possible? Like there
was. Oh, my dad still...
Yeah, my mom does too. Yeah, it's like you keep your receipts.
I know his tax guy hates to see him coming. Hates to see him with the fucking... Yeah, the whole thing.
Always keep your receipts.
I mean, there's just some... We've got to start saying no to people. Honestly, I mean, look what I said earlier, bring back shame. I mean, I just don't think a lot of these people are really, and they don't care, right? Like, they don't give a damn about the returns after the fact.
No, it's very selfish. The mind says selfish, yeah.
So, well, here's my thinking. Like, obviously, no store is going to be the, you know, unless, I don't know, they all collude together and say, we're all saying no.
Oh, yeah, no store is going to risk their ass. No,
right.
So I, because we talk about politics sometimes on this show. Mm-hmm.
We do?
Well, it's like, I feel like the only way that could solve this is, like, legislation.
Oh, yep.
And let's be real, it's going to be, like, it would probably be a Republican... Because that's like because businesses would like to have a less. I imagine businesses. I don't know. Like, is it in the interest of profit to have a less generous return policy anymore? Like, that's why I asked. Is like, is this actually increasing sales?
It's almost like is it increasing sales and profitable for this country's businesses? Not because you should Ireland, for example. Right. You gotta assume it's strict or more traditional, and like you'll get a dressing down if you do something like that in public. Right. But here. It could be that thing where it's going to now take that time to revert it back to that more basically manners and classiness about returns. It's like, all right, this didn't work, but I bought it. I'll make it work. Like, I remember, like, with some clothing I had, it's like, I'll make it work. And I just, it worked out in the end.
We know. You guys utilize socks and drawers with, like, 5 different holes in them. You guys cannot depart sock ways puppets. With some different, you know, and it's like, I think we just need to cap it down on the leniency with the returns. I feel like in the U.S., because you're creating laziness, you're creating, you know, people who are not truthful. I mean, how many times have I gotten lied to directly in my face? Oh, I haven't used it, but I opened the product up. You did, though.
It's almost like it's a shame. You said it's bringing back just the public shaming.
I'm just holding people accountable.
Yeah,
honestly,
no, but it's
at
a good
point.
Thing to bring back because it's like it used to be like you didn't do that in public because it's embarrassing and you wanted to look a certain way.
Right.
And now it's a very jaded, selfish consumer who's like you said at the beginning, Mandy, the vibe. Oh, if it's not vibing with me, I'll move on. It's like
it's not going with my aesthetic.
It's give it. It's you know, it's like the dating. I'd picked her up and I'm already bored. It's like, well, wait till dinner. Just wait.
Just give it some time, damn it. You know, I just think, you know, I don't know. I just feel like certain items, right, should have a cap on the return policy. I honestly feel like food, if it's a perishable item, don't return it.
Yeah.
You know,
remember that little part in Mouse, the comic about?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I know you don't know what we're talking about. There's a comic called Mouse, but there's a return thing where the dad's like returning a half-eaten bag of cereal, and you see the grocery store owner going like, what the fuck are you talking about?
But it happened.
He got $11 back.
Yeah, it happens. I mean, okay, I'll talk about another one. Literally just earlier today, a guy returned 3 chicken nuggets. In a bag, 3 chicken nuggets in a bag that said 3 pounds. A 3 pound chicken nugget bag, and he brought back 3 chicken nuggets.
So the 3 was correct.
And wants a full return because his son didn't like them.
Then you eat them, motherfucker.
You eat the chicken nuggets then? I mean, there's got to be a cap to that, right? I mean, like...
What, you want a diet?
I'll give you $2. I'll give you $2 back.
The best I can do is like Podstars.
Podstars.
Those are 3 expensive-ass chicken nuggets. I mean, it's just, it's ridiculous. I think we should definitely have a cap on our, on, you know, our returns policy. Perishables out the window. You don't like it?
Our grandparents need to be a little meaner to our parents, and then our parents need to let them focus that and like kind of triple effect of like, you don't do this.
Oh my God.
Yeah, society's very much sensitive now.
I'm just thinking about like, oh God. This is fucked up. My wife would think this is fucked up, but like recently my wife's grandfather, a couple years ago, her grandfather passed away. And so in the subsequent years, the family's been trying to figure out, they wanted to sell his house.
Okay.
And so, you know, in the process of doing that, you got to clear everything out. Uh-huh. So he has a lot of stuff, and he used to work for an airline company, so he's got a lot of souvenirs. And I just had this demented thought of like trying to go to the store where you work at, and
no,
any store really,
trying to pawn like you're a pawn shop, but you're not, like pawn off some of his old.
Oh brother, bring back shame.
Honey, if you're listening to this, or if my in-laws are listening to this, I would never do that. I would not say you'd ever do that. There's some... Grandpa Joe had some really cool stuff, okay? And then I...
We love Grandpa Joe.
But I'm just thinking you could do that if you wanted to.
Pawn shops on every corner.
If you can do it with food, it just seems like, unfortunately, you can do it with anything, and it needs to be a trickle-down effect of bringing back in public shame.
Yeah, right.
Like it's like you should have shame and a little bit of embarrassment when certain returns, and also too, like when you go about a return, be polite.
Be honest.
Have the patience and just come back and just be honest. Like, look, if it's a legit return, like you said, like when you open a Keurig egg, oh, it's actually broken. Hey, look, this is actually broken. Can I just get a new one? Because the person who's telling the truth, they want that product. They just want to switch.
Oh, and you'll know who's lying out of their teeth by how they greet us, by how they just shove the item in your face. I mean, let's talk just about the rudeness that we encounter, right?
Everyone.
Be nice to your returns employees after the holiday season, please. Yeah. We don't want to be there.
Or just in general.
Well, no, that's been the last 3 years on the news. The day after Christmas, the return line is out the door for 3 hours. And you're every business.
That's at every business.
And you're just like this. Who hated the Christmas present? I saw an Xbox One in the news once with someone returning that.
Boo! Why? Because I wanted a PS4?
Yeah, I know. That's why I'm like, and in my head, I'm like, I've hated some Christmas presents.
Right.
I have. But I'm like, well, grandma got it for me. I'm wearing it. And it's like, it's a weird, like, non-Heineken, Hawaiian Heineken shirt, which makes no sense for a fourth grader. Swear to God. But it's just like, whatever you get, you keep. I've never returned something.
I can't fathom going to a store the day after Christmas. I don't want to go out in public the day after Christmas.
I want to be fat and play with my stuff.
It's my week off or 2 weeks off. Well, I'm 30, so maybe I don't get that anymore. But like, you know, I don't want to go back to the normal
world.
Honestly,
it's just my social battery.
It's too cold.
It's too much. The holidays are too much for me to talk to people.
It's
a month of holidays since Thanksgiving. Yeah, I mean, give me like a week. I want to rot in bed. Like, don't talk to me.
Yeah.
You know, I don't understand like the epidemic that people have with these returns. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think we just need to stop being lenient. There's there's a certain time frame that I think certain businesses should, you know, cap out on that. I think 30 to 60 days is very, very generous. 90 days, even greater.
90 days is how long Marine boot camp is. Like I'm just saying, like, like 90 days is long. 30 days is good. A month is good.
That's actually a really good comparison because it's ridiculous. Honestly, someone can be in the Marine Corps
Be a Marine
around the time that you can make your return.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
You can be a little Marine by the time someone's returned.
Yeah.
And that's bad.
That's ridiculous.
Imagine you join the Marine Corps right afterwards and you're like, all right, I'm going to return this, but right after I'm done with boot camp. Yeah. And you come back and you're like, ah, shit.
This was a fun episode. Oh,
this was great.
This is our great first co-interview.
So much more fun than I anticipated it being.
This is awesome. You got to be a part of magic here.
I really appreciate I love it. This is great. I learned so many new things. I didn't know how fucked up returns were. Right. I had no fucking clue about any of this. I'm so sorry.
As my dad, yeah. No, as my dad's been trying to tell my mom for the past 20 years, 90s Nordstrom is dead. Every mother I just said that to, every mom knows right now, 90s Nordstrom's is gone.
Honestly, if we just, and I'll leave here with this.
Oh, you're not leaving. You're coming back for another episode. This is great. We're going to be talking about other stuff with you.
If we had the politeness and the demure of, you know, greeting people as people first, right?
Yes.
And then employee second, I think this returns world would be a lot easier, right? Yeah. I mean, because no one even likes to smile when they're at work anymore because they can't stand their jobs. Because the people who are coming in are so rude, and it's like, bring back their, you know, like, yeah, bring back that time where there was, you know, happier employers, happier, you know, people coming in. Like, everything's just changed as a society. We're just getting... we're glued to our phones, you know, like I love to talk to people. If someone comes in and they're doing a return, but they're on their phone, I think that's rude. Very rude.
Anywhere, be on your phone. Yeah.
You're on your phone. You're not paying attention to me. I'm taking time out. I mean, obviously it's my job, but I'm taking time out of my day. Don't be.
Yeah. You know, it's conversing too. Yeah. It's like, what happened to, like, remember like those scenes in A Miracle on 31st Street when the Macy's store was like, you're talking there, like old school 1910s. Stores were like, how are you? Let's talk and I'll walk with you your entire shopping experience.
Yes.
I'm literally going to be your buddy.
Yeah.
Like, I miss that in retail.
I miss that too. And there's so many times where I've gone that route, right? And it's all because that person was nice to me.
Yeah.
I will bend, you know, employees will bend over backwards if you're a nice person. If you're, you know, huffing and puffing and making a scene and asking for the manager, you know, with a buzz cut or a pixie cut, I already know who you are. And I'm, you know, it's, I'm, you know, I'm sorry to say it, but it's, you know, just.
It's changed.
Just be a better person.
Yeah, that's a good way to end it. Just manners, be a better person. Start off by saying, hi, how are you? It's not that hard.
Not that hard at all.
Mandy, thank you so much. This is the best. This is our. This
thanks for having me, guys.
All right. Well, everyone, that's part two of the Salon Convos. This is Give Us the Launch Codes. I'm Tom. Good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
This is Travis. Goodbye, everyone.
Peace out, guys. It's been real.